NIV and Chinese Bible is the old version. Did anyone has the newest version in the NIV here, the English speaking? Is Moses here? What's your version? Is a new one? Could you read that? Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Could you read it out loud? Is that the new version? Yeah, that's the newest version, okay? So I read that to you in my version, okay? The old one. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Could you circle this? If only I may. Circle this forward. Use the parenthesis. And I would like you to change that. Change it to my only aim is to. My only aim is to. Is to what? Is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Only I may change it to my only aim is to. So what's the aim of Paul? Is to finish the race. What does it mean by to finish the race? If God wants you to go to the east, you go to the east. If God wants you to stay put, you stay put. If God wants you to go to the west, you go to the west. That's the aim. Number one. Number two. If God wants you to go to the east, you go to the east and you don't do anything. You haven't finished what God asked you to do. Not only to finish the race, to go where God wants me to go. But also to complete the task the Lord Jesus has given you. So because of that, I see that. When I read the older version, I didn't see that. Acts 20:24, I don't see that. When I go to the newer version, I see that. And when I also look at, this is a newer version of NIV. When I read the NASB version, and I see another thing. I tell you what I see. I read that to you. 2024. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. Another version say, so that, instead of, if only I may, so that I may finish the race and complete the task. In other words, if you think your life worth so much, you're not going to serve God. You're going to serve yourself. If you think your life worth nothing to you, then you serve the higher aim. Does it make sense? If you consider your life worth nothing to yourself, then you won't live for yourself. Well, assuming, let's say you're 30, 35 years old, okay? And your aim now is to pay down the mortgage and so that by the time when you retire, you have a place to stay and you can enjoy your life, then I don't think you can serve God, okay? Because you don't put the highest priority in serving God. Let's say if you are 55 years old, you're about to retire, you say, oh, I want to make more money so that I can retire comfortably. Then you still consider your life worth a lot of things, right? You can't serve God too. Brother and sister, today is the Chinese New Year, right? Am I right? Set it our goal. Consider our life worth nothing to ourselves. Otherwise, you cannot serve God. If you consider your life worth a lot of things, you can say, I'm going to plan. I'm going to go to a cruise. I'm going to go to this place. I'm going to spend all my money before I die. I'm not going to leave a dime to Stephen Harper or whatever, or Uncle Sam, right? You plan all these things is for yourself. And you never think of the kingdom of God, okay? Then when you see Jesus Christ face to face, you're going to regret for the rest of your life. Read that one more time to you, the newer version. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given you. Brother and sister, we all receive a task from God. Whether you be rewarded or you'll be punished depends upon how you respond to the task. Depends how you respond to the race. All right? Even though people say, oh, you're very good, doesn't mean you are good. When people say, you're very bad, doesn't mean you are bad. You have to make sure you know the task God has given it to you. And you better know the direction he wants you to go. Okay? With this, I see that, and that's how I see why Dr. Luke wrote what he wrote. One of these days, we will all pass away. And we will see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face. And I can guarantee you, He's going to ask you, did you finish your race? Did you complete the task? I guarantee you, these are the exams He can ask you. And I believe Paul hasn't finished his task. How do I see that? Chapter 20, verse 1. When the uproar has ended, Paul sent for the disciples. He sent for the disciples. He didn't send for the elders. He thought he may have the time to come back. By the time when he experienced what he experienced from verse 1 all the way to verse 16, he realized he don't have the time. And then in verse 17, he didn't send for the disciple. Verse 17, he sent for the elders. Take a look at verse 1. When the uproar has ended, Paul sent for the disciple and after encouraging them, said goodbye and sent out for Macedonia. Verse 2. He traveled through that area, through Macedonian, speaking many words of encouragement to the people, and finally arrived in Greece. In other words, he gone through where? Macedonia is Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea, and now go to Greece. Greece is Corinth. There are four churches. He went there. Verse 3, where he stayed 3 months, he stayed in the church of Corinth for 3 months because this church has a big problem. He stayed there for 3 months because the Jews make a plot against him just as he was about to sail for Syria. He decided to go back through Macedonia. And here is Asia Minor, now is Turkey. It's around here is Ephesus. He say goodbye to the disciple. Go to the Europe. Macedonia. Philippi. Thessalonica. Berea. And go down to Greece. And then in here 3 months. And that's the map like that, okay? And he planned to sail by sea to go to Syria. P people, the Jewish people, tried to kill him. So he didn't go, he didn't sail by sea, he go back. And go back like this. Okay? I want you right beside plot. I think this is a good thing. Because this plot is helping Paul to think through. You write down Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things including the plot, the Jewish people against Paul, okay? We know that in all things, including the plot to kill Paul, God worked for the good of those who love him, who has been called according to his purpose. Right beside purpose, you can write down aim, same meaning. Jesus Christ has a purpose for Paul to fulfill, but Paul did not finish it. And Jesus Christ has his aim for his servant Paul to fulfill, and yet he hasn't fulfilled. What is Jesus' purpose? Not only encourage the disciples. Paul has to encourage the elder. He just encouraged the disciple and then say goodbye and left. Within that few months, God spoke to him through this plot. Don't go the way that you want to go. Go back to Macedonia, in Europe, go back to Asia Minor. Talk to the elders. Not only send for the disciple, now send for the elders. So, thanks God. For we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who call him, work for the good of those who love him. Paul loved Jesus Christ. Paul has been called according to Jesus' aim, okay? He wants to make sure what Jesus wants him to do, he finishes it. And that guy, I tell you, he will be richly rewarded in the future. Verse 4. Paul was accompanied by Sopater. Sopater, who, where he's from? He's from Berea. And he was also accompanied by Aristarchus and Secundus from Thessalonica. He was also accompanied by Gaius from Derbe and also Timothy. He was also accompanied by Tychicus and Trophimus from the province of Asia. He has seven people following after him. as it is recorded in verse 4. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven. Seven people from different area, when they hear what Paul preached, they lay down their own job, lay down their own career, lay down their own family, and they follow Paul. Just like in those days, 12 apostles laid down all their work and followed Jesus. Does it make sense? Okay? So these seven people can listen to what kind of encouragement Paul gave it to the disciple, and later on in verse 17, he also see what kind of encouragement Paul gave it to the elders. Later on, when Paul passed away, these seven people can rise up and serve God. They don't need to go to seminary. All they need to follow, God's servant. Listen to God's sermon. And put it into practice. Verse 6. But we sailed from Philippi. After Philippi is the first city of Macedonia. We sailed from Philippi, verse 6, after the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And 5 days later, we joined the other, you circle the seven people, joined the other at Troas. Why is like that? And then where we stay 7 days. In verse 5, these seven people went on ahead and waited for us at Troas. And then when Paul, I want you to circle the word, verse 6, we. Seven people went ahead and waited for Paul and his companion at Troas. In verse 6, we. Who are we? We know that Silas is following Paul. And Silas' name wasn't there, so that's why he say we. And we know that Dr. Luke is the one who write the book of Acts. So he is following Dr. Luke, okay? So Silas, Luke, and then Paul himself. So seven people plus three more. So they totally, how many people? Around 10 people, okay?
Thank you. 所以呢度起碼有十個人。
And then in verse 6, the Bible says, But we sailed from Philippi after the feast of unleavened bread, and 5 days later, John the other. In other words, they went ahead 5 days ago, so 5 days later, they joined together. Does it make sense? The church at Philippi is a lot better than the church in Corinth. So that's why Paul can only spend 5 more days and to finish the business. But whereas in Greek, have to spend 3 months. At first, when I look at the incident in at Troas, in verse 7 all the way to verse 12, especially in verse 12, the Bible says the people took the young man called Eutychus, he fell from the third story and then dropped dead, and then Paul said that, don't be alarmed, he is alive. Paul raised him from the dead through the power of Jesus Christ. And then the Bible says in verse 12, the people took the young man home alive, and the people were greatly comforted. Let me tell you, it's not only the people who see that greatly comforted. The most who get comforted is Paul himself. Paul himself. Because when he preached the message, the young man sit by the window from the third story and then fell to the ground and then dead. And the Bible says he's dead. He was picked up dead, okay? So, Dr. Luke is there. He knows this guy is dead, man, right? And then he tell Paul he's dead. Paul went down. Don't be alarmed. NASB say, don't be troubled. He's alive. Oh, man. What did Paul say? It's more blessed to what? To give than to receive. Who give? Paul give him life, right? Is he more blessed? Are you people awake or what? Is he more blessed? He raised him from the dead. Who is more blessed? Tychicus, I know he's blessed too. The one who see that he blessed too, I know that. It's more blessed for Paul. Right?
Thank you. 以當保羅佢行呢個神蹟嘅時候咧，佢自己得到嘅祝福更加大。
I want you to write it down right beside chapter 20, verse 7 to 12. You write down Acts chapter 9, verse 36, all the way to the end, 36 to 41. How Peter raised Dorcas from the dead. Now, it's in the same way Paul raised Eutychus from the dead. Dorcas 不是一個女生，Dorcas是一個婦人來的。Yeah. And then I also want you to write down Galatians chapter 2, verse 8. For God, who was at work in the ministry of Peter as an apostle to the Jews, was also at work in my ministry as an apostle to the Gentile.
加拉太書第二章第八節，那感動彼得叫他為受割禮之人作使徒的，也感動我叫我為外邦人作使徒。
And how Jesus Christ used Peter to raise Dorcas from the dead to confirm his apostleship, and in the same way, God used his servant Paul to raise Eutychus from the dead to confirm his apostleship to the Gentile. One to the Jews, the other to the Gentile. What?
一個就向猶太人，一個係向外邦人嘅證明。
The seven of his companions went there 5 days earlier, and then they stayed there for 7 days. As far as Luke and Paul is concerned, they only stayed there for 7 days, but for the other seven people, they stayed there for 12 days. On the last day, which is on Sunday called on the first day of the week. Do you know that on the calendar, what's the first day? First day is Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right? And all the day, the seventh day is the Sabbath day, Saturday, okay? So on the first day of the week, we came together to break bread.星期日嗰日就係佢哋最後留喺嗰度嘅嗰日。And Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day.
保羅就向佢哋嚟到講道，因為咧保羅就計劃聽日就要離開啦。
He kept on talking until midnight.
佢就又講又講，講到半夜。
He knew that he didn't have much time. He wanted to finish his task.And there were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting.
樓上嗰度咧
because when they listen to what Paul has to preach, they all jot down the notes. They need a lot of lamb. Verse 9. When there's a lot of lamb, take out a lot of oxygen. So the young man, he sit by the window. Seated in the window was a young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead. He was picked up dead. I believe Dr. Luke is the one who rushed down and picked him up, say he's dead. And then verse 10, Paul went down, threw himself on the young man, followed the very footstep of Elijah and Elisha, threw himself on the young man and picked his arm around him. Don't be alarmed, he said, he's alive. Then he went upstairs again, broke bread and ate. After talking until daybreak, he left. The people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. The one who gets most comforted is Paul himself. Why I am saying what I'm saying? You write that down. In verse 3. Because the Jews make a plot against Paul. And then write 23. I only know that in every city, not only in Corinth, okay? Not only in Macedonia. Verse 23, I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warned me that prison and hardship are facing me. If a servant of God faced so much difficulty, he needs comfort from Jesus to confirm the race, to confirm the task. Otherwise, how can you get strength to carry on? You understand what I'm trying to say? God confirmed his apostleship. God confirmed to him, if I give you the power to raise people from the dead, in the future, if you are in difficulty, I can raise you from the dead too. Am I right? Who are the one get more blessings to raise Eutychus from the dead? It's Paul himself. That's why Paul saying that I can do what I can do is also by the power of Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:13, Paul say, I can do all things through him who give me strength. How did Jesus Christ give him strength? Give him strength to raise the Eutychus from the dead. Otherwise, people are going to say, wow, that guy's preaching on and on. People drop dead, you know. If this news spread around, nobody's going to come to the church. Am I right? Okay, keep going. What's 13? We went on ahead to the ship, sail for Assos, where we were going to take Paul aboard. He has made this arrangement because he was going there on foot. He wanted to go there not only on foot, he wanted to go there alone. He wanted to have us time to reflect. What is the reason why you allow this young man, Eutychus, to drop dead? What is the reason why you allow me to raise him from the dead? When you have 9 other people surrounding you, your mind will not be clear. So Paul say, hey, you people go ahead, sail by the boat, I walk by the foot, you wait for me. He wants to think it through. You understand? Leader has to think it through because his direction can affect the church. So you see, you see Ada, this guy is more and more good. Calm down, right? It's like this. You practice. You go through little hardship. Then you say, well, you're a good job, right? You can speak English, you don't need to speak English, two words, then what? The whole center, I want to hear what you're trying to say, right? Verse 14. When he met us as Assos, we took Paul aboard and went on to Mytilene. Verse 15. The next day, we set sail from Mytilene and arrived off Chios. The day after that, we crossed over to Samos. And on the following day, arriving at Miletus. So circle the word Troas in verse 6, and then circle the word in Miletus in verse 15, because these are the theme of Acts chapter 20. As I said, Paul went to Troas only 7 days. First day, Luke didn't write down what did he do. He didn't mention. First day, second day, third day, fifth day, all the way on Sabbath didn't even mention. Only mentioned what happened on Sunday, the last day. And then the rest of the Acts chapter 20 is what's happened in Miletus. Okay? Circle the word Miletus in verse 15. Thank you.
有次日在撒摩靠岸，有次日来到米利都。所以咧，牧师就想你哋圈住米利都喺第十五节，跟住咧就去翻第六节嗰度有个地方就叫做科，叫做
伯罗亚。
两个地方，所以呢度咧，路加医生佢都冇记载头嗰七日做咗咩，一二三四五六七日都冇做咩，直至到系最后一日，路加医生咧就记载咗啦。
Verse 16, Paul has decided to sail past Ephesus to avoid spending time in the province of Asia, for he was in a hurry to reach Jerusalem.If possible, by the day of Pentecost.
第十六節，那因保羅早已定意越過以弗所，免得在亞細亞耽誤，他急忙前走，把不得趕五旬節臨到耶路撒冷。
So Troas is in here.
所以特羅亞喺嗰度。
And then they stop like this. And then he didn't stop in Ephesus.He bypassed Ephesus to the south. Miletus is right here. And then he stayed in Miletus. Verse 17. He sent for the elder. He has to talk to the elder. That is the unfinished business.Because when he walked on foot, the word of the Lord come upon him, he know that he won't see the elder anymore. This is the last opportunity for you to see them face to face. Give them instruction. Brother and sister, remember one thing.When you are gathered together with a lot of brother and sister, it's very difficult for the Lord to speak to you. The Lord can only speak to you when you are alone. You understand? Verse 17. For Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church.18, when the elder arrived, Paul said to them, You know how I lived the whole time I was with you. From the first day I came into the province of Asia, I served the Lord with great humility and with fear, with great humility and with tears. Although I was severely tested by the plot of the Jews, you know,that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house. I want you to change the word not declare. I have testified. The Chinese version is very good. 我證明啊。I testify. What did Paul testify? I have testified to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus. Brother and sister, I want you to listen carefully. Whether in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, throughout the entire Bible, when you read the scripture, you have to realize, every time when we read the scripture, we have to repent. We have to turn to God. What's the reason why we have to read the Bible? Because there are so many sins within our heart. When we read the Bible, just like we look at the mirror, we see all the hair. When you get up from bed, the hair is sticking out like that. When you see the hair sticking out like that, you just come to the church like this? Or are you going to do something about that? You're going to do something about that. When you tie your tie, you're going to look at the mirror. Is it twisted like that on the left side? Or is it right in the center? You have to look at the mirror. You have to fix it. You understand? He's telling the elder, whether I'm talking to the Jews or I'm talking to the Greek, I have testified to all of them that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. He proved that to them. Okay? And Paul proved it to them by his own action, by his own ministry, and by his own preaching. Before Paul came to know Christ, he was a proud man. He opposed the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 19, now he served the Lord with great humility and with tears. Why would Paul serve with great humility? Humility, according to the book of Proverbs, come before honor. Humility comes before honor. The reason why God honored Paul, allowed him to raise Eutychus from the dead, because Paul served God with great humility. Paul served God with tears. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4, the fear of the Lord and humility bring wealth, life, and honor. He served God with great humility. God honored him and used him greatly. Affirm his apostleship. Although he was severely tested by the plot of the Jews, but Jesus Christ confirmed his ministry.
He
Because Paul himself turned to God in repentance, from proud man to humble man. From seeing people suffer with joy, now he's seeing people with tears. Go back to Acts chapter 7. On the day Stephen was martyred, was stoned to death, what did the Bible say? Chapter 8, verse 1, Paul, he saw, was there giving approval to his dad. He's so happy. Go back, chapter 20. He's saying to the elders, don't ever tell me you're elder, you don't need to repent. I myself repent. You elder, you better repent. Because a lot of elders, they fall in the trap of Satan. They don't even know. They thought they're the overseer of the church, and they oversee the pastor. Overseer. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6 to 7. I read that to you. Overseer or elder must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. Because Satan was very proud, and God cast him down. Okay? And if you, as an elder, you follow the footsteps of Satan to be proud, and you fall under the same judgment, sent down to hell. Verse 7. The overseer, the elder, must also have a good reputation with outsiders, so that the elder or overseer will not fall into disgrace and into devil's trap. First, fall under the same judgment as Satan. Second, fall into disgrace. Thirdly, fall into devil's trap. He's going to trap the elder, trap the overseer. So if you serve the Lord with great humility, serve the Lord with tears, then this kind of thing won't happen to you. This is good stuff. I like it. Verse 22, and now compelled by the Spirit. Another translation, NASB say, bonded by the Spirit. And then he say, compelled by the Spirit. that the Spirit is the Holy Spirit. Forced by the Holy Spirit. Compelled by the Holy Spirit. Motivated by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warned me that prison and hardship are facing me. You know why he knows? Because he walked on foot. He thinks through what has passed, what is ahead. And he has a sweet fellowship with Jesus Christ. He can hear his voice. And he knows what's going on ahead of him.
24,
however, I consider my life worth nothing to me. You know what? If you think your life worth a lot to me, you know that prison ahead of you, persecution ahead of you, shame and disgrace ahead of you, hardship ahead of you, forget it. I'm not going to do it, right? But this fellow, he keep going. That's why he can say, I have finished my race, I have fought a good fight, and I have kept my faith. First trap, when you serve God, you have to serve God with great humility and with fear. Otherwise, you're going to fall into the trap of the devil. That's what he taught the elders. Second trap. God will let you know ahead of time. When you serve God, you have to know prison and hardship are facing you. You're not prepared? I don't think the elders are prepared. So that's why when they face persecution, hardship, their life changed. Not change, trust God. Change away from God. You understand? Verse 25. Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. In other words, this meeting is the last meeting. Hey, I want you to write it down right beside 25. You write down more or less like Last Supper. The Last Supper, what Jesus has said to the 12 apostles. Okay? In Jesus' Last Supper, Jesus prophesied there's one people going to betray him. Am I right? And now he's going to say, some of you elders, you're going to walk away from the faith, and you're going to go to hell. And I don't think the elder are mature. I read that to you. Verse 38. What grieved them most? What grieved the overseer? What grieved the elders most was his statement that they would never see his face again. That doesn't grieve me most. Some of you gonna walk away from the faith. That grieves you, man. I tell you one thing, not a lot of people, when they listen to Paul's sermon, they understand. If today is the last time I see him, so what? You don't even hear his sermon, you understand? That's really bad. I hear some people say, oh, today I heard a very, very good sermon, but his life hasn't been changed. Let me tell you, if you heard a good sermon, you say, and your life hasn't been changed, you haven't even heard the sermon.我告诉你什么是最伤心啊，朋友。最伤心就是我自己做长老，竟然后来变为凶暴的豺狼，去讲悖谬的话。这件事我使人落地狱，而是我自己落地狱。这件事是最伤心啊。Do you understand? 这些长老都不懂得 listen to sermon。你说 How sad it is? Right? 如果他听 sermon 都不了解，他怎样教人家用 sermon?见不到你，我仍然在天上见到你，这个不是big deal啊， right? 所以很 sad 啊，很 sad 啊。所以 you know what? I'm so glad I see that. 21st is unfinished business. He sent for the disciple, encouraged them, and then later on he said, wow, I missed one thing. The elder, I didn't talk to them. I didn't say goodbye to the elder. I didn't warn them, right?Oh, when I see that, I'm so happy.
在二十章第一节的时候，这里我很开心，我能够看得到，原来还有很多未完成的事要去做，就是我没来到去警戒这些的长老。
你家现在教会很多长老，信了主几十年，是糊里糊涂，而且他已经入了魔鬼的网络。他還未出到來，沒有人敢警戒他，因為為什麼他寫支票的，誰敢警戒他，誰敢警戒他，誰敢被炒魷啊？如果你想知道啊，為什麼會這樣啊，你就問你自己，你夠不夠跟你的老闆傳福音，你就知道我說什麼了。 OK, go back. Verse 25.Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men. For I have not hesitated. Right beside hesitated, you write down 2020.He repeat that twice. Why would he repeat that twice? Go back to verse 20. You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but has taught you publicly and from house to house. And then verse 27, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. You know what? You know why he repeat that again?Because he repented, he turned to God, and he had faith in Jesus. And he is afraid the elder, when they preach, when they face persecution, when they face hardship, when they face prison, they change the sermon.
They hesitate to preach them. And that's why they fall into their trap.
在第25节，我素常在你们中间来往，传讲神国的道。如今我晓得你们以后都不得再见我的面了，所以我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上，因为神的旨意，我并没有一样被毁不传给你们的。被毁不传给你们的，你写住被毁，你写住二十节嗰度，呢度亦都系讲到二十章二十节。你们也知道，凡以你们有益的，我没有一样被毁不说的，或在众人面前，或在各人家里，我都教导你们。呢度点解保罗佢讲咗两次被毁不传给你们呢？因为佢知道佢自己已经悔改咗，佢已经转向神。他現在就特別向這班長老來講道，因為他知道這一班長老當他們面對著這些患難、捆鎖、監獄的時候，他們就會將他們所要講的道來到更改。
在教會裡面，牧師被毀不敢跟那些弟兄姊妹講道，在家裡面那些父母被毀不敢跟兒女講，有沒有啊？常常發生啦，常常发生啊！哎呀，我怕得罪我个仔啊，我怕得罪我个女啊，你怕得罪佢啊？佢会落地狱啊！你怕唔怕佢落地狱啊？好多人唔知道保罗讲啲咩道啊？有冇读《使徒行传》啊？有 ，they all read the same Bible， but they don't understand。OK， 一个人。Hesitate to preach the full will of God is not a good servant of God. They are high men. Any parent hesitate to preach to their children, they are not a good father. They are lousy father. There's one preacher hesitate to teach to their children. And now he showed me the newspaper. The bad name happened now. He never talked to his son.His son so severe, say, 老豆你想死啊？你食嗰啲 bacon， 个老豆唔敢出声。呢个世界啊，呢个世界都唔知咩世界。老豆怕仔，牧师怕会友，垃圾嚟嘅，走狗嚟嘅呢啲啊。但系落地狱佢唔怕喎，唔怕个仔落地狱喎。个仔唔成才佢唔怕喎。怕啲唔應該怕，應該怕唔夠膽怕。Am I right? Everybody say? 真係，keep going. 啊
？Not in this church,
okay?Go to 28. He tell the elders, tell the overseer, keep watch over yourself. Watch over yourself, you don't fall into the trap of Satan. Don't be proud man with tear. Preach with tear. You know why you have to preach with tear? Because when you're not hesitate, you hurt your children, you're going to cry with your children. You hurt the congregation, you cry with the congregation. Because you're afraid that he go to hell. You understand? You're afraid the elder going to go to hell.He said, keep watch over yourself and watch over all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseer. Be shepherd of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. Verse 29. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even among your own number,Man will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. On your guard means repeated again. In verse 28, watch over yourself means
be on your guard. 20, 31 and 28 repeated again. Remember that for 3 years, I never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tear. Circle the word with tear again. Because if they don't change, they're going to go to hell. Same as if Saul did not change in Act number 9, Paul will go to hell. But Saul's name changed to Paul because his life changed. That's why he can greatly be used by God. If the elder don't change, the church will be destroyed by them. And he himself will go to hell. Go back to verse 26. I want you to change the word declare, change the word testify. Therefore, I testify to you, or 向你证明, testify to all of you elders today, that I am innocent of the blood of all men. Why he saying what he's saying? Because he knows that. When he sent for the disciple, 21, he knows the problem in the church in Ephesus. He knows there's some problem in the elder. Because Paul thinking that he still have time. Because I still have time to go back and talk to the elder. But after a few months, he found out this is the last time. This is the last time Paul going to saw the elder, right? No more opportunity. So that's why. Because Paul, he memorized Bible verses that is recorded in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 16 all the way to 21. In those days, God called the prophet Ezekiel to be the watchman for God's flock. And now, in the New Testament, Paul knew that he was called to be the watchman, not only for the disciple, he's the watchman also for the elders. He wants all men to be saved. So that's why if Jesus Christ pointed to Paul, say, some of the elder in Ephesus, they will go to hell because they distort the truth. They draw people after him, not after Jesus. They will go to hell. The one who follow them will go to hell. So you better warn them. And Paul, come back. He didn't go to Ephesus because he didn't want to waste the time. He stayed in Miletus and sent for the elder. Ask the elder to come to me and then let me talk to him. If Paul talked to them, they don't repent. If they go to hell, their blood is not in Paul's hand. Paul done his job. You know what, parents? If your children are disobedient, you don't warn them, if they go to hell, you are responsible for that. All right? I want you to write down three Bible verses, okay? Act 20, 21, 24, 26, 写下中文证明，英文 testify。
Let me explain to you what did Paul testify.
21节、24节同埋26节就写低呢个系证明、明证咁嘅意思，系作见证咁嘅意思。
Any believer, including disciple, including elders, including pastor, including prophet, including apostle, any believer, they all have to repent and turn to God and have faith in Jesus Christ, as it is recorded in verse 21. Go to 24. Once I repent and turn to God and have faith in Jesus Christ, what do I receive? I receive grace. Grace. I receive God's grace. I read that 24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying, 证明, 证明什么? The moment I repent and turn to God, have faith in Jesus, I receive God's grace. This is how we receive God's grace. 知道什么新年的时候, 恭喜发财, 恭喜发财, 你怎么会发财? 你作梦啊。 Oh, when someone say, oh, may grace be upon you, 那你有grace啊? No, Paul testified to us that the moment you turn to God and in repentance and have faith in Jesus, you receive God's grace. This is good news. Am I right?
有恩典就有救恩，有恩典就有福气，没恩典你就玩完了，悔改啊朋友，个个都要悔改啊，你没跟我说你是 elder， 你没跟我说你信了主几十年了，个个都要悔改啊， right？ Paul 自己都悔改啊，他以为 call disciple， 即是不想 deal with the elder， next time when I come back I'm going to deal with them， right？ Jesus 说， you don't have much time。 You won't see them again, right? Deal with it. If I say to the wicked man, he will fall, and he will die, and he will go to hell, you don't want him? His blood is in your hand. According to Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 16 to 21.
在哪里呢? Do you know what Paul see? The elder don't even see. Paul see that, assuming this circle is the church of Ephesus. Okay? What happened? Within the elder, there's cancer. Because they distort the truth. What did the Bible say? I know that, verse 29. After I leave, Cyrus' rule will come in among you and will not spare the flock. They destroy the flock. That flock is the church of God. And Jesus Christ using his blood to purchase them. And even from your own number, man, even from your own number, man will arise and distort the truth, not preaching the truth. Why would they distort the truth? Because they don't want to face hardship.
They want to be a Mr. Nice Guy. They don't want to face bondage. They don't want to be sent to prison. They distort you in order to draw away disciples after them. They have attack from outside and attack from inside. Isn't it that plot? The Jewish people plot to kill Paul? It's good stuff. For we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. God called Paul is to preach the gospel of God's grace. How can I receive God's grace? When I hear the sermon, I know something wrong with my own life. I got to turn, trust God in repentance, and then have faith in Jesus. Start all over again. Am I right? If you think, oh, repentance, not to me, I repent already. I don't need to repent again. Then you're wrong. You don't understand the scripture. All right? When you face persecution, then you know yourself who you are. If the elder will distort the truth, you think you as a father won't distort the truth? He say, my son, oh, you're a good son. Actually, you're lousy, you know. You know what I mean? Am I right? He flattered you. Elihu say, I don't know how to flatter you. If I flatter you, my creator, my maker will put me to death.
Someone do that. 逼你講你自己distorted。弟兄姊妹，呢啲係咪 trap 嚟嘅？呢啲啊 ，this is trap 嚟噶。How do we solve this problem? Paul found our solution in verse 32.
我哋點樣可以解決呢個問題咧？保羅有一個嘅解決嘅方法，就係32節。
Oh, I forget it because I say.Write that down, 21, 22, 26, right? I have to explain verse 26.
翻翻去二十六節。
Verse 26, therefore, I testify to you, not declare, change the word testify. I testify to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men, because he preached the grace of God to them. How do I receive the grace of God? By repentance.And faith in Jesus. Turn to God. Okay? He's done. Let us finish our task and complete our job. Okay? Finish the race, complete the task. Don't get half done and then walk away. Okay?So how Paul see the problem, see the difficulty that elder facing, because he faced the same situation. He overcome. You know why he overcome? By God's grace. God using him to raise Eutychus from the dead while he experienced God's grace. He get comforted, right? So we all need comforted in order to go ahead to do God's word. Am I right? So that's why Paul say, I can do all things through him who give me strength. When God give you strength, God give you grace, then you can keep on doing it. So that's why Paul know the solution. The solution is in 32. Now I commit you, all of you elder, I commit you to God, and I commit you to the word of his grace. Make sure you study the word of his grace. Because the word of his grace can build you up, not destroy you, build you up, and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. You know what I mean by who are sanctified? When they face persecution, they face hardship, they face prison, they still rely upon Jesus and do God's word. All these people, they will receive inheritance. And when God committed them to God, when Paul committed the elders to God and committed the elders to the word of his grace, then he left. Verse 19, the first trap is proud. You can overcome the trap is humility. Second trap is prison, suffering, affliction, and hardship. Some people fell because of that. The third trap is money. When you become elder, then you become trustworthy. When you become pastor, then you are trustworthy. And Satan uses money to trap you. Verse 33, I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. Verse 34, you yourself know that this hand of mine have supplied my own need and the need of my companion. Companion is nine other people. And verse 35, in everything I did, I show you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. So how do we overcome money, trap, hard work? Work hard, man. Then you're not in need. And how we overcome prison and hardship? Cross of Jesus. Sub-ji-ga. What do we need? We need humility and repentance. We need the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't worry about prison and hardship. And don't love the money. Work hard. Work hard yourself. Work hard, okay? Satan use affliction, use hardship, use prison. If you say it doesn't work, then I use money. Okay?
Satan
And then Paul go a higher ground, verse 35. In everything I did, I show you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering who are the weak. The weak is the one who just want to receive. The strong man is the one who gives, because they get more blessing. That's why they are strong in the Lord. Remembering the word the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Paul get more comfort by raising Eutychus from the dead. Eutychus received the resurrection. He get comfort. All those people we see that get comfort. But Paul get more comfort. And Paul give to his companion, he get more honor, he get more glory than all those people who are weak to receive it. At the end, verse 36, when he has said this, he finished saying what he has to say, he finished saying what the Lord Jesus Christ wanted him to preach, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. By committing all the elder to God and committing all the elder to the word of his grace. And they all wept as they embraced Paul and kissed him. What grieved him most was his statement that they would never see his face again. What should grieve the elder most is that, wow, now Paul saying that some of us will distort the truth. Man, I don't want to distort the truth. So help me God. That grieved me most because he's a prophet, he's an apostle. He sees things that I didn't see myself. Lord, help me to be on my own guard, guard my own life. Be alert. I don't want Satan to enter into my heart to using money, to using hardship, so that I'm not preaching the truth. I don't want that. I don't want to cause people to go to hell. No, I don't want to go to hell myself. Lord, help me to remember this sermon, because this sermon is very, very important. Then they accompany Paul to the ship and say goodbye. So after we hear this kind of sermon, we all should pray. Pray that we won't do it like that, right? Pray that we're going to follow Jesus and carry our own cross. So in conclusion, I using Jesus saying, if anyone wants to follow me, he should lay down his own life and carry the cross and follow me. If anyone wants to save his own life, don't want to face hardship, don't want to face any bondage, don't want to face any prison, you try to save your life, Jesus say, you're going to lose your life. And anyone who loses his life for me and receive life from God. Is that the good news?
他就跪下來跟他們禱告，眾人痛哭，抱著保羅的頸看和他親嘴，叫他們再傷心的，就是他說以後不能再見我的面。那句話於是送他上船去了。其實這些長老他們應該想想，為什麼保羅會這樣說，為什麼保羅說會有人來到講這些撥謀的話，毀壞這些的真道呢？求主你應該怎樣來到去幫助我們，以致我們不去毀壞這些的真道。這些長老他們應該是這樣想的。 但係佢哋只係諗到唔會見到保羅嘅面啫。所以我哋應該係引用主耶穌基督嘅話，邊個要跟隨我嘅，就當捨起背起嘅佢嘅十字架嚟跟從我。邊個捨起佢嘅生命就會得著生命，邊個要攞住佢自己嘅生命嘅時候就得著。